Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
How do you approach training camp now compared to your first 3-4 years in the league? What's the most different about that for you?
I mean, I'm in year 12, so that's different. I know what I'm doing. That's different. And honestly, I'm just trying to still get better. This will be my third season here comfortably, and then just getting better at the pass rush and stuff, always working to get better. Felt like, I did a lot of good things last year, and, I led the team in sacks, QB hits, I think TFLs, and there's so many more plays to be made to help the team out, but also help other guys around, not just myself, just help the team get better, insert myself a little bit more, just more comfortable as a team and just hungry to get back to where we keep failing, which is the playoffs. We got to get off to a hot start this year. When I got here, we didn't have a hot start, and last year we didn't have a hot start, so we're just trying to get off to a hot start and keep that momentum all through the season. So it starts now. It started way back in spring, but it starts even more now. That was a pretty good answer.
Kyle, you've been on defense in this, Super Bowls. It could show quarterbacks a lot of different looks. People are talking about this defense, the talent you guys have, and all the looks you can show. How much of an advantage is that if you can do that, and how much potential does this defense have to do that?
Yeah, ask me that in a couple of weeks into the season, I'll be able to answer it better. It's still way too early. Like, on paper, we got some guys, but it doesn't mean if we don't play together, right? We had guys last year that were talented, and we didn't work out as well as we did right in the beginning. And, we got it together towards the end of the season, but we're way beyond that. We're at a new ground, and we're all hungry. I think this group is determined to right the wrongs that we've had. We've felt like we've let some games slip, and we just got to knock it off, just in general, like as a team. And I think with, Harbaugh, the way he's been coaching us and the players receiving what he's saying and then going out for the first 2 days, I think you're going to continue to see progress through this spring ball, through the fall camp or summer camp, whatever people call it now, I don't know. But we're just going to continue to get better. I think everybody's on that right page. But, on paper it's fine, but we'll see when we put it together.
I think it's fair, since you've been here, to say that a lot of times your group has outperformed what people thought in terms of sacks, and including last year. What role does Chuck Smith play in kind of getting that production out of you guys every year?
Yeah, I mean, that's his role as a pass rush coach, as a D-line coach, to get the most out of us, as well as I think nowadays everybody reads, social media and sees and gets tagged. I get tagged in all sorts of stuff nowadays, so I see it. And, for me personally, I just like to continue to prove the people in my circle right, that have believed in me as well as myself. I've always been very underrated, valuable, and so I wanted to bring that and continue to do that here. And then as a group, collectively, you just have a lot of guys with that same mindset. Adafe, Robinson, Ajabo's he looks really good. Mike Green, add him and the other young guys in the room. We're just going to continue to get better at the outside, and then can't forget those guys in the middle. Travis Jones and Namdi are special. They're a special duo. To me, I think they're the best duo in the league. They're not talked about enough. I mean, if you go watch the first couple games when Trav was healthy, I mean, Trav was, you could argue he was just as dominant as Dexter Lawrence out there. If you really watch the film, he was that dominant. And, hopefully he's learned from, what he can do to stay healthy. I know he got nicked up there and kind of battled through a whole season, still played really good, but just those guys that I mentioned, the group's been together for 3 years now. We just got to continue to raise that bar to the next level.
Marlon talked about how everything is being graded now, all the little details of practice and whatnot. As a two-time Super Bowl winner, how much do those
fine little details, situations, mastering those fundamentals, like how much does that stuff matter ultimately?
I mean, it really matters. It matters a lot, especially when you get later into the season, when you get into the playoffs, those little details need to be executed at a high level. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it every single day. I think we're doing that. I think we've been doing that. I think we've just had a couple lax situations would have ultimately have bit us in the butt. And we just got to knock it out, knock it off, like I said earlier. And I think with the group that we have, with the leaders that we have and the quarterback we have, I think we'll be in good shape. And I know everybody's sick of hearing that, right? Like, it's easy to say, but at the same time, it's hard to do, right? It's hard to continue to get back to where we were. It's all hard. We just got to continue to, like you said, figure out those details, iron those out, and then when the lights are the brightest, perform.
Kyle, this offseason, I'm just curious, did you think at all about how much longer you want to do this or you can do this? And secondly, how much did, you know, the kind of season you had last year play a role in that thought or maybe motivated?
That's a good question. I mean, to be honest, it's been an interesting off season. But I'm here. It's good. I'm just grateful to be with my teammates. Honestly, I would love to celebrate with my family. That would be a cool experience with my kids. Getting to that last game, but you know, obviously I'm not LeBron and Steph Curry, but the end is closer than the beginning, right? I know that. I think everybody knows that, but I can play as long as I want to. That's my mindset. I thought about it a lot this offseason, and you know, I'm just grateful to continue to play. My body's still good, and I can still play at a high level. I really think I'm one of the best in the league. I mean, my stats show it. The last 2 years, I'm top 10 in a lot of stuff. I still go under the radar, which is fine. I just got to keep waking people up, and I'm grateful to do it with people that feel the same way, that have the same mindset. I expect a lot of big things from our defense after the performance we had entirely last year wasn't up to the standard that was set way before I was here, and we just want to make that amend and make sure Zio is happy with the product that he continues to want us to put on the field too.
What do you mean to clarify? You're saying you thought about a lot. Do you mean you thought about retiring this offseason?
I want to go into that. There's just other situations where I feel like I'm very valuable, and I'm some people think I'm more valuable than others.
We did two more for Kyle.
Talked about some of the good teams that you guys have had. Have you taken the time maybe in the off season to think about maybe like why you haven't necessarily gotten or achieved the goals that you want to achieve, which is obviously winning the Super Bowl yet?
Oh man, I mean, we could be here all day talking about that. I mean, I don't like bringing up the past, but you know, we didn't play well enough on both sides of the football. You know, defensively, you go back and look at the Chiefs game, we got outperformed in the first half, and we turned the ball over. The Buffalo game, we didn't perform well enough offensively and defensively in the first half, which ended up not helping us at the end of the game. So if we just continue to play complementary football, which we do majority of the season, if we continue to do that each and every game and stack, I think we'll put a better performance in the postseason. The coaches do a great job of getting us ready. Us players, you know, leadership, all need to get on the same – we are on the same page, but just with the right mindset every single time and be cohesive and execute at a high level during the high-pressure games. Say that you're gonna have to start over. I mean, I think my mindset's just different. I'm part of the old school cloth. I'm just built different than a lot of these kids nowadays, and you know, I play for a lot bigger purpose than myself. I'm on God's team, And I play for my family, and my story is pretty different than others. A lot of people nowadays get gifted stuff from when they were little all the way on. I didn't go to camps. I didn't have the typical, the typical upbringing you do in sports nowadays, where people, you know, do all the sorts of stuff for their kids to make it to this level. My parents they live on like a little farm, and, you know, they were supportive, but football wasn't everything in our family, but it was everything to me. And so any chance that I had to be able to showcase and take whatever stuff I had off the field to perform on the field, that's something that I took pride in. And, you know, that's what I still take pride in this day.
Thank you, Kyle.